Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Pamela Dale. Meet your GHL gal, Pamela Dale. With a steadfast belief that great things happen when women have money, she champions economic empowerment and financial independence for women across the globe. Yeah! She's the charismatic host of The Level Up Show, where she dives deep into strategies and insights to elevate your business and life journey. She's going to share a bit about her transformational exodus. Pamela, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
So great to be here. So great to be here. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. So tell me the tea.
Do you ever, and you probably experienced it yourself or know someone who does, and that's buys course after course after course and hires coach after coach after coach in this business online world, wanting to build a business, and you see them year after year after year not making any progress?
Yes.
That was me. That was absolutely me. And the catalyst to the moment that I'm going to tell you about was an overwhelming kind of, I feel a rolling ball of guilt for having spent the money, the energy, and the time from myself and my family and watching my husband work to the degree that he was working and I wasn't able to contribute. And the psychological trauma of that was devastating for me. I went through that constant, oh, we were going to do it. Then it doesn't work. Then I quit. And then it just went on and on and on until the day, there's always a D-day, right? And it was, I'm out of money. I can't do this ever again. I can't buy another course and I have no idea what to do. But that really wasn't true. I was really, really, really scared. But I didn't know that until I said, you know what? I'm going. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm out. Marriage wasn't doing great. Everything wasn't doing great. And it was because of me. Let's be clear. So I have a friend in Mexico, Durango. And she said, you can stay with my mom. I said, I'm coming. So I walked in, I had $500 in my pocket and I talked to a guy, you know, how when things just boom, something appeared and this gentleman appeared and I was able to, from the time I left Vancouver, I was in Mexico a month. When I turned around and went back with $10,000, I got 10 clients in a month.
Pamela!
I know. Desperation is a beautiful thing, isn't it? Back against the wall is a beautiful thing. But here's the real lesson that I think I learned, and it was really about commitment. I'd never really understood the level of commitment. I said I was committed, but I wasn't committed because if something happened or I'd slip into confusion or all of those things, if you're committed to feeding your child, you can't be confused about dinner. You're just going to go get something, right? Yes. You're going to go get her done. So I realized about commitment. I understood it's not as easy as it appears on the internet, on Instagram, and that it's going to be hard and I need to have determination. Started to understand what courage doesn't feel good, right? We think it's this law and James Bond movies and it's beautiful. It's really not. It's a whole bunch of feelings. And from that moment forward, I also realized that environment plays such a role in what we're doing. And I changed my environment so drastically that I had nothing to do but look at myself.
Oh my gosh, Pamela, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. This is awesome. Yes, environment plays a big... It's so important on where we're at, the people we're surrounded with.
Everything. You act different in a church than you do in a bar.
Yes. Oh, wow.
The stories that the people around me told about me matter. what people think about me matters, but more importantly, how do I feel about my environment and the people and the thoughts and the patterns that we were in? I needed to break the cycle, and maybe it doesn't need to be that drastic for some, but for me it did. I was at the end. I was yes. so stuck in my own thinking and my own fear. I didn't realize how scared I was till the gentleman that I paid my last $500 to said, go talk to people. I said, what? Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that was the difference. That was everything. Today, I said to my husband, we need to get this figured out. I said, making money is easy. We can go get the money, no problem. But we need this done and this done. What are we going to do about this? Mm-hmm. Money's easy now, but it wasn't. I'm telling you, it wasn't. It was the most challenging thing I ever did until I learned to just go talk to people. And through that, I learned so much more. That's just the start. But I was too scared to actually go physically talk and try to sell something to somebody because of my own thoughts, fears about myself, about money, about the world, about people, about everything. And yes. none of it was really true.
Oh my gosh, yes. We tell ourselves some stories that are not even true. And it gets us in a certain comfort zone that maybe I'm not comfortable not having money.
Yes.
But it's uncomfortable to go out and talk to people and ask for the money.
So true, because I was comfortable with the level of debt till it hit a number and then I wasn't comfortable anymore. That's what I mean. Like, it was at the end. And I could have kept going. Everyone's numbers are different. Everybody's levels of things are different. Same with yes. weight. Same with, like, I would hit 256 pounds. That was the weight. I'd come back down. I'd hit her again. I'd come back down. Like, that was my upper limit. Like, that's all I could ever get to, right? I wouldn't let myself pass that. And it's the same in everything, right? Certain level of behaviors and things we put up with. So it is a defining moment. And I think every, especially with women, we can pinpoint it. If I say, when did you actually make the decision?
Mm-hmm.
And when I mention relationships, they go, oh, that's what that felt like. Yes. When did you make that decision that was no longer, and it's a crossover and it's done. Your voice drops.
When I felt against the wall.
Yeah. And it's got to happen in business. It's got to happen with your weight. It's got to happen. You've got to have those lines. And I left. There's a really cool video out there from the one gentleman in Microsoft that's, oh, I love it. And it's developers, developers, developers. Like, who's going to change the world? Developers, developers, developers. And he's sweating and he's all excited. And it's the most powerful video I've probably seen in a long time. And for me, it's environment, 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 yeah. environment, environment. The food in your house, the people you talk to. Do you have running shoes? Like, around health, or do you have your finances set up? Do you have a spreadsheet where you can, what's your systems? How do things work? What are your thought processes? Who helps you? Who doesn't? And that I found also incredibly important. But the most important environment was the one in my own head.
This is amazing. This is awesome. Pamela, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I work with women that are 40 up who are business coaches who want to create another revenue stream. We love talking about software and tech. Software is a really great way to for monthly recurring revenue. Business coaches are struggling and need a monthly recurring revenue source. And they're referring people to other software. They might as well refer to their own. So yourghlgal.com, ghlgal.com. You can find me.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Pamela Dale, for coming in and sharing her story about her transformational exodus. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.